deadly winds are beginning to blow. Not the literal type of wind, but wind like that prophesied by Jesus for the last days of the age before the tribulation begins. Jesus foretold the following when asked for the sign of his coming. And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations, with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. Luke chapter 21 verse 25. While we observe how near we are to the midnight hour of human history, this foretelling by the Lord is front and center. It is most prominent in view with the current snapshot of the land some believe the future Antichrist rules at present. It is hard to fathom how this fellow could be that future ruler of most of the world, destined to be worshipped. He certainly isn't worshipped at present by the people of France. While he attended an Elton John concert, one of his chief cities as well as others was, like Nero's Rome, burning. He apparently stayed at the concert despite knowledge that Marseille was on fire. France has increasingly become known as a nation in which chaos and anarchy are out of control. President Emmanuel Macron, if not oblivious to the carnage, certainly hasn't seemed until recent days to consider things serious enough to crack down full force on those perpetrating the riotous damage. Jesus' words about the seas and waves roaring are interpreted by many top scholars to mean the seas of humanity being in extraordinary tumult at the time Christ is on the verge of returning. The winds stirring the seas and waves in that regard have reached hurricane status in Macron's nation, it would seem. The following frames conditions as of this writing. President Macron was last night facing calls to impose a state of emergency after marauding gangs of rioters, some armed with stolen rifles, clashed with police in a fourth night of mayhem resulting in nearly 1,000 arrests. Looters ransacked some of France's major cities as local police declared they were now at war with savage hordes of vermin, with officers from two of the country's biggest policing unions now threatening to revolt. Britain's Foreign Office issued an alert to tourists thinking of traveling to France, as the violence continued to deepen following the fatal shooting of 17-year-old Nahal Merzouk, who was executed by French police during a traffic stop on Tuesday. The teenager's funeral is being held today against the backdrop of large parts of France being engulfed by fires, violence, and devastating riots, with police reporting 994 arrests overnight. There were more than 3,800 fires on public roads last night, while more than 500 buildings were set alight. Emmanuel Macron green-lit the use of armored vehicles and riot police, as 45,000 officers were deployed in a desperate attempt to regain control. But the French president has been blasted for not acting fast enough. France on red alert. Macron faces calls to impose state of emergency after marauding gangs with guns are seen rampaging in Marseille and police HQ is ransacked in fourth night of chaos by George Ittenden and Arthur Perichard and Peter Allen in Paris, Daily Mail Online, 1 July 2023. This candidate for becoming the world's most powerful dictator, according to some, has some distance to go in attaining the abilities that man of sin is prophesied to possess. He has the name that is most interesting. It might be a moniker appropriate for the Antichrist, but that seems to be the extent of his potential for achieving that level of infamy. I probably shouldn't be so facetious in making that statement. Who knows, the man whose name means, God with us, might yet be the guy the New World Order sorts are looking for to implement their great reset plans. One thing sure, Macron is in the middle of what is becoming a full-blown, humanity-generated hurricane across his country and the world. I and others are sensing the human, sea and waves roaring. That indicate Christ's answer to his disciples atop the Mount of Olives. America has in the recent past endured weeks and even months of destructive winds as such perpetrators as Black Lives Matter and Antifa have wreaked, with the society and culture in such a tumultuous and divided condition, and with deliberate efforts to stir wickedness. The hurricane of Luke chapter 21 verse 25 is almost upon this generation. This all means, of course, that the same Lord who gave that seas and waves roaring prophecy will soon fulfill the following prophecy, through which he also promised believers great hope and comfort. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up, and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Luke chapter 21 verse 28.